It's been a while. She's the person I ran to when I get my period. The one who helped me knit back together my first broken heart. The hand I would reach for in the middle of the night when I could no longer remember which side our father parted his hair on, or what it sounded like when our mother laughed. No matter what she is now, before all that, she was my built-in best friend, Zane. I said, "How are you?" 36 hours after Kate is officially diagnosed with APL, Ryan and I are given an opportunity to ask questions. Kate messes with glitter glue with a child life specialist while we meet with a team of doctors, nurses, and
psychiatrist.
Let her figure it out.
The nurses I had already learned, and the ones who give us the answers we're desperate for. Unlike the doctors who fidget like they need to be somewhere else, the nurses patiently answer us as if we are the first set of parents to ever have this kind of meeting with them. Instead of the thousands, the thing about leukemia, one nurse explains, is that we haven't even inserted a needle for the first treatment when we're already thinking three treatments down the line. This particular illness carries a pretty poor
prognosis.
Mm-hmm. Prognosis. So we need to be thinking ahead to what happens next. What makes APL a little trickier is that it's a chemical resistance disease. Okay, so Kate's in the hospital.
No, you didn't.
And the nurses
Hugo Cabra hit me.
And the nurses are talking about how leukemia is different from the other diseases. And what treatment she'll need.
Put that away, please.
I'm
done.
Ooh,
I think
it's over. I'd cry if I had leukemia. She's not really old enough to understand right now.
So,
let's go
have leukemia.
How old is she at this point?
Like five?
Yeah, 5 or 6.
Okay, so this is another flashback. Do you need more sticky notes?
She bought a bunch.
Okay.
For real?
Yeah.
When I went to the house, she bought. She got no ear. She bought.
Okay, when...